Mr. President, my delegation thanks the Special Rapporteur for his report and takes note of the recommendations contained therein. As a state that has recently undergone a review at the 31st session of the Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, we are pleased to share with the meeting that Ghana has made commendable progress in legal reforms, accessibility, inclusive education and employment for the benefit of persons with disability. Mr. President, it is well known that Indigenous people have long faced marginalization, which undermine their well-being and limit their societal participation. Protecting their rights, especially those with disability, is crucial for ensuring equal access to education, employment, housing, health, and social services, as emphasized in the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. At the national level, our 1992 Constitution and the Persons with Disability Act of 2006 safeguard equality and freedom while providing legal rights for persons with disabilities, including those from historically marginalized communities. Mr. President, in conclusion, we will continue to uphold the rights and dignity of all persons and will support their unique contribution to the United Nations effort.